You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Tank is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's not getting a call back from a date he went on with Jenna. I love the fact that his name is Tank. Tank, is that your like real name or is that a nickname?
Yeah, no, Tank is my real name. My parents were in the military.
That's cool. Oh,
that is cool. It also could be a little intimidating, just saying.
It's been a weird day, but it's fine.
All right. Well, we're about to see if we can figure out why you're getting ghosted by Jenna and maybe get you another date if you still want one. First, before we get into everything, how long has it been since you heard from her?
I feel like it's been about a week or week and a couple of days. Not that I'm counting the days, but I feel like it's been about 9 days. Yeah. 9 days.
Okay. Not that I'm counting, but exactly 9 days.
Yeah. Sorry.
And in that time, how many times have you tried to reach out to her?
I did the thing where you wait like a couple of days at first, and then it was like about 3 days, and then I tried the day after that, then I wanted to give it another day, and then I waited another day, and I still just haven't heard anything, and I don't know what's going on.
Tell us about your date, then.
Well, first, it was great. You know, we met on Tinder, and we took it to the next step, so we've been chatting on Snapchat for a while, like about a week, and, you know, we just wanted to make sure that neither of us were crazy, and we decided to meet up, and, you know, we exchanged pics of each other, and so we could, you know, not be catfish, I guess. And it was great. It was really, really nice. We decided to meet up and we went to a coffee shop. You know, so first of all, when I saw her, it was so great because she's more beautiful than the pictures were. She's really, really beautiful. She's really nice and talkative, and she kind of had everything. So I was really, really excited. Our plan was to, you know, have a cup of coffee, take a long walk throughout the city, and then have dinner. And we did the coffee, but then all of a sudden she said she had to be back. She had to go somewhere and come right back. And I was like, oh, okay. It'll probably be about like 10, 15 minutes or something like that. But I ended up waiting there for about an hour and a half.
What?
Yeah. It was like the length of a movie. So I was just, it was weird. But then she came back after the hour and a half.
For an hour and a half? You didn't question that?
I kind of did, but then I was like, I thought maybe something may have happened. Something, maybe she got hurt or something. So I just wanted to, you know, who knows, you know? So I waited, and then she came back, and then we went to dinner. And the date kind of continued. But that's the thing. The date continued, and the dinner was good. You know, we even kissed at the end. It was great. So now I'm like, well, I don't really know what happened.
When she came back, did she say anything of why she was gone for an hour and a half?
Yeah. Did she tell you where she was?
I asked her, and she said she just had a bunch of stuff to handle, and things kind of got on top of each other. And
okay.
She's kind of apologetic about it, but, you know, she seemed earnest, and I was just like, well, I guess it must be something really personal, so she would tell me if she really needed to tell me. But
straight up,
I'm a little concerned.
She took a recess.
A long one. Errands.
Oh, Tank, bless you. That's really nice of you to be patient like that. I'm sure she appreciated it, but also, what?
I'm surprised you were there. Like, still there.
Isn't that kind of flaggy to you, Tank?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I didn't feel great about it, but I mean, then she came back and like I said, the date went really good after that with the kiss and everything.
Okay.
I mean, the absence in the middle was, that was weird, but yeah, I mean, I still want to see her. I mean, the date was great.
Okay. Uh-huh. So you want to at least give it another shot?
I'd like to. I mean, yeah, it was weird that she took off.
Maybe she wanted you to, maybe it was like a game. She wanted to see if you would leave.
Yeah, I don't know. You sound really sweet, so I don't know that you did anything, but I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
We'll play a song and then come back and call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Cool.
All right. Play a song. Come back. Get your first date follow-up next.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Tank is on the phone and he is getting ghosted by Jenna, so we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she is ghosting him and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. But before we call her, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Jenna?
All right, cool. So Jenna and I met on Tinder. We upgraded to Snapchat and like kind of got to know each other a little bit better. And then we went out and had a coffee date where we were going to have a nice little walk afterwards and then go to dinner. And then right after the coffee, Jenna disappeared for about an hour and a half. And then she came back and then we resumed the date and it was great. Like we had a really nice time and I really want to go out with her again, but it was kind of weird that she took off for like the length of a movie and I don't know what happened. And I asked her and she didn't really divulge anything. So I was like, what's going on?
Well, you ready for us to call her?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jenna, please?
Yeah, this is Jenna.
Hey, Jenna, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show that's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jenna. The show's here, too. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi. Hi, everyone. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Do you listen to the show at all?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if you listen to the first date follow-ups at all, but that's a segment we do where if you're ghosting somebody, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them.
Yeah.
Well, we got an email from somebody about you saying that you're ghosting them.
Oh my God.
Do you know who that would be?
Maybe.
Want to take a shot?
Is it Tank?
Yes, it is Tank.
Oh boy.
And he told us about your date and he says he cannot figure out why you're not calling him back. Would you mind telling us?
Yeah. When we were on the date, I kind of like left the table for a while and I just didn't really love how he handled it when I got back. Like, to be honest, me leaving and coming back was a bit of a test. And, I like took a time to quickly go like grab a little something to eat so I wouldn't eat too much on the date itself. But like the whole point of it was to really see, you know, if he would stick around or if he'd kind of correct the behavior when I came back and like, you know, would speak up. And he didn't. He really just acted like it was no big deal. And I was kind of disappointed. I was really hoping he would kind of, you know, man up and tell me that he didn't appreciate it.
Wait, is this something that you do regularly?
I mean, I don't know if I would say regularly, but you know, I liked him and I feel like I don't have time to waste. So I just want to see from the very beginning, if like these are people when I'm on dates, if they're people that I could actually build something with, you know?
So if you like somebody and you think there's a potential long-term thing, it's a red flag for you if they don't call you out on leaving them somewhere for a long time?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to push over.
Okay. I was, you know, we talked to him about the date and he told us that you left for a while and I said he was very patient. And then I also was joking about it. I was like, maybe she was testing you, but you actually were.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to that. I mean, I do have a lot of questions, but I'll just leave that there for right now.
Thank you for being honest with us. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
Also, I don't know if you remember or not, but the first date follow-ups, the person that wants us to call you is on the phone. So Tank is on the phone. He's been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hi.
I mean, it's interesting. Interesting point of view. I don't know. I guess if you wanted me to man up, I understand that. But, I mean, I don't know. My parents are, like, really aggressive and stuff. So I just kind of like, if someone wants to do something, I think they have the right to do it. But I mean, I don't know. I didn't want to get in your face about it. Jenna, like, what exactly did you want me to do?
I really would have liked you to just say something and be like, even, I mean, you are such a great guy and, you know, like wanting to give me that time. But even if you just had been like, hey, is everything cool? Like you were gone a while. You just didn't even like bring up the elephant in the room. You just kind of acted like nothing really, you know, out of the ordinary happened. And we just kind of kept going about the date. And I don't know, that was just a little odd to me.
He's trying to be nice.
You guys just met.
Yeah. I mean, I remember being like, was everything okay? Is everything all right? And you were like, yeah, it's fine. Like you kind of brush off. So I was like, oh, well, something important must have happened. Let me not press because, you know, I was trying to make a good first impression on you.
I appreciate that.
But he didn't pass the test?
Not entirely. I don't know. I guess it did come off a little bit as like pushovery. And I mean, your name's Tank. Like, you shouldn't be movable. I shouldn't be able to push you over.
The lodge is
a gentle tank, you know?
I guess so, yeah. It's like a toy.
All right. Well, I mean, I can show you that I can be like a tank. I am. Why don't we just do a second date and I'll show you what you want. I mean, I totally can. No, wait. Jenna, you're going on a second date with me. That's it.
Whoa.
All right.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hello, Tank.
Effort yeah. there.
Jenna, would you like to go that first there? Would you like to go on another date with Tank? We'll pay for it.
Yeah, I would. After that, I would definitely go on another date.
Good.
This makes me so sad.
I'm just confused.
I'm really sad.
Yeah, I mean, I like that energy. If you could keep that up, Tank, that would be good.
You'll see. I will.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Have fun.
Well, hey, Tank, you got another date. Congratulations. And Jenna,
I can't.
Maybe, you know, you guys talked about an issue you had with Tank and he's going to fix that for you and become the big firm Tank yeah. that you need him to be.
Right. Thanks, guys. Right.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Jubal's first date follow up.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a wave.
Surfing!
Give me a city tour.
The trolley!
Give me animals.
The zoo!
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park!
Give me a woo!
Roller coaster!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.